You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Sean Bond. Sean is a Reiki master, psionic specialist, meditation instructor, and life coach. He's skilled at accessing the user manual for DNA technology of the body to track issues back to the point of origin in order to resolve any problem happening to the body or that may be accessed by organic spiritual technology within each individual. He assists in creating operating systems to help individuals manifest dormant possibilities and abilities that unlock their psychic potential and upgrade the body's energetic systems. Everyone embodies spiritual technology, which encompasses an infinite scope of possibilities, such as connecting the individual with their spiritual entourage, their higher selves, Great Spirit or the Creator, the Earth's Mother's realms, and or other expressions of themselves throughout time and space to resolve issues and exchange wisdom, knowledge, and skill sets. His website is www.silvercords.com, and you'll have to check that on the bio, which I put up for him. And so let's welcome Sean to the show now. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Great. Well, I was getting a little attacked this morning. How are you feeling today?
But good. I worked on my deck and did some painting on it and was trying to get something done before the rains hit. And so I just came in from working outside.
Interesting. So how's the weather over there?
Well, it looks like it's going to rain, but you never know. The weather people don't seem to have it quite figured out yet, even though the weather is controlled and manipulated for the most part. Did you have a spiritual awakening that accompanied your gifts, or did you come knowing things, or did you just kind of go into these various things like Reiki and the rest of it and then discover that you could do stuff?
Well, I looking back at my spiritual contracts for the experience that I had, I set it up as if I would have everything that was happened to me that everyone else is happening, so that I could learn how to do it and then prove that it can be done and then be able to give that to other people going through the same thing and healing. And you know, the amazing stuff that happens when you live the kind of life we live, Zany and Mystic, of course. At a young age, I was always had these things that happened to me that were unexplainable and kind of got suppressed, interesting dreams, then had night terrors after a while and got very sick at a young age all the time. And then eventually I started figuring out what it was in attacks that, because it started having and giving properties of as a sentience of some kind. After getting out of the indoctrination camp kind of thing with school and how they try to limit your perception, had to unlearn everything that I learned and keep the perception going that I don't know everything, and then keep expanding the journey of waking up. Triggered amazing stuff. Sometimes big dark nights of the soul, like attacks that would just like beat me up like crazy on all levels, multidimensionally, like torture in singular places and pain. And I felt like I was, I don't know. Other people are going through the same. It's like lower symptoms of this are kind of manifest as hyper anxiety, that like you get in the fetal position, and you feel like your empathic ability is being overwhelmed. Yeah, so that like amalgamated into a forced awakening kind of thing that you would see in certain Egyptian mystery schools. I didn't know at the time. And I force opened abilities to protect myself and then defend my reality. And then I had this interesting spark of perception and awareness that like came into me as my higher self was like empowering me and my guides and guards and sentinels, and then helping me tell me that if something comes in my reality and infringes on my free will, then I'm allowed to defend myself in natural law as do no harm but don't take shit.
Right.
I hope that, and that went into just a igniting of a thirst for knowledge and wondering and finding things and putting my pieces of my puzzle together, getting all these memories bleeding over and dreams and just like interesting stuff that just happening, visitations, things that made my mind just explode. And then it just like I kept blowing my mind every day, and then I got used to it, and it became a thing of excitement for me. And then I wanted to learn how to get smarter, faster, stronger, more in alignment with my true self, alignment with my spirit, my nature, as I got out of the indoctrination of all sides, like religion that ties us back. And more into the free will of spiritual technology for defense, protection, and a lot of other things, healing on many, many levels. I'm constantly learning new ways to heal myself and others and then take that to help the world and then expand. I also learned how to re-manifest abilities that have been lost to time. And I like to help people bring that back. And I also know the responsibility of it. And I try to help people understand that when I read people's spirits in past lives, I try to help connect them to the things they're like going through as a multidimensional being in all parts and pieces in those dramas. And we track them back. Then we resolve them as a whole, unite the collective of that being, and expose all falseness, false light, things that hold back, steal their abilities, their energy, to keep a system of domination control in all different types of forms. And I've ever seen like false light, false dark, false neutral, all kinds of expressions, even them, like that. It's all being infiltrated by a singular concept of mind-controlled evil. It's weird. I would not anyway, sorry if I'm going off on a tangent.
That's okay. No, I agree with everything you said so far.
Okay, cool. So how are you feeling, and what have you been doing? Because we can go into like examples that you allow me, because I will not do anything against your free will. I always ask permission, and I won't usually do things to you directly. I will usually give them to your higher self in a blueprint so that they can learn themselves and then hold up that mantle place of healing, because they know, like, your like higher self knows millions and billions of healing modalities, and it's just waiting to give them to you. It's really cool. Your spirit's very old too. I'm not gonna be going into a lot about your spirit because I respect your privacy, and like we kind of have the plan and strategy to be secret so that it doesn't harm other versions of herself, things that try to penetrate the connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, how do you see the other selves? That I see kind of view all of ourselves as operating simultaneously on multidimensional levels, and they're all connected back to source and our higher selves, and also the false matrix and the systems of domination and control here. So there's a lot going on, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I see it very much like that. To add layers to it, like a tree of light that expands in streams of perception and experience that weave together our realities. And it's a branching consciousness from source to not be alone and to expand and experience more and have as many experiences as possible through the expansion of the universe as a chain of and tree of higher selves coming back from the source of creation. When, like, for instance, old beings like in the first universe and them being their higher self management and then deciding to make more parts and pieces to experience and have their own free will and expand and help the collective grow. And then those sparks and shards become their own higher selves. And then it keeps growing in like a investment. And the amount of sparks and shards each spirit, like whatever you would call that, wholeness, like a branch from source that can be defined as separate, also as its own individual being, even to that level in micro and macros, but still be connected. And then be able to do commerce constantly in exchange and remedy and resolve and fortressing and a lot of other stuff. We're kind of going through a large amount of quarantines here, so things are suppressed here more than most places in the galaxy for good reason, because if, like, for instance, like a divinity path being were to nonchalantly manifest an ability that's very powerful, a lot of beings on the timeline are looking for that and want to go after it subtly without them noticing it. Steal that ability, steal their energy, their authority to manifest it, because Source is trying to set and Earth is trying to set it up so beings can't manifest these abilities unless they're in alignment with the Earth's Source and their higher selves' will. So it's like, you know, dark sorcerers are stealing all their shit.
Well, then there are a lot of running programs too, mind control programs. One of them is the God program, where everybody is being they're running programs that are like nets, where if you're a fisherman, you cast a net, and one of those nets is a program to worship. You know, there's the worship God program, and so a lot of people are sucked into that net, and then others are sucked into the political power net, and you know, there are nets to capture just about everybody, and that kind of control seems to be going on 24/7 because the technology exists.
Absolutely, and I don't like to awaken the fear, but we need to know about the darkness to be able to resolve it. Otherwise, it's just a bleeding wound and an elephant in the room that nobody talks about, and it just makes things worse.
We created the darkness to test ourselves.
When I look back at that, and we can go into that, it's like camouflage too. And it's very complicated. It's not just one thing.
Right.
What is
right.
Darkness is
right.
Like energy, permeating primordial energy. That has many different expressions. We can go into that for a second. I'm going to go off on a tangent. We could talk for hours, I can tell.
Easily.
So, like, they're quarantining it because beings are, like if you were to think of, like, a being, like, shit. I'm not, like, a divinity path being, like, Egyptian gods, lower G gods that set them up as rulers, etc. They have ego on that level as well, and they tend not to look and underestimate, look at their shadow. They don't tend to look at their shadow self and their shadow filing system, and they underestimate a lot of things, especially the game going on here. So they have their energy, their abilities, and authority to even manifest that ability stolen, and then that ability is reproduced somewhere else or is used to further suppress humanity or that being and usually that being so that it like limits them to like 1% of their output. It's kind of like a trying to own them process. All the This sounds overwhelming, so I'll start giving people empowering tools. These are finite assholes. You can connect to source and be infinite with your operating systems and out chest move them at all levels if you choose. Of course, that's with free will and union, where source doesn't take you over. Also, you are aware of what is source hijackers, things that will try to penetrate. It's a very complicated game when you start getting big, but it can be simplified and made easy. The complicated stuff comes from the beings trying to do it.
Right. So a lot of people seem to be pointing their fingers at the Anunnaki for some reason, and I work with the Galactic History material, and it just seems like we're being misdirected. There's also galactic artificial intelligence, and there's both negative and beneficial AI, but it seems like the negative path has the upper hand usually, because they're allowed to, or they do take advantage of using tricks to get us to unconsciously make contracts. You know, just we could be going out to a movie to watch a science fiction movie, and we don't realize that that's a contract if you don't understand that they're showing you something that they are going to do or could potentially do. And by simply not knowing that you're agreeing to it, by treating it as a movie, you're letting it's like saying, okay, I approve. You can do this.
Right.
And there's so much violence and negativity and subtle messages that come through in movies and television and the rest of it. But there's also a higher good that seems to be being served as well.
That's absolutely true. The higher good would be like the macro expression of, we are resolving shitloads of drama that have permeated multiple universes all in one place. Uh-huh. And like, we're coming to an endpoint of resolving all that by compressing it downward in lower and lower quarantines. And we're learning from the entire process so that it's not so easily able to happen ever again. So it's good in that sense, because they're being forced to show more chess moves than ever before, hands of cards, how you'd say. Mm. And it's kind of weird, because who decides when the last hand gets shown, and mm-hmm. what is extending it out further and further and further? Mm-hmm. We're extending it out further as a collective by allowing them to continue to steal our energy to keep themselves going in a state, a parasitic mm-hmm. state, where mm-hmm. they know they're not supposed to be doing that. They, like, especially the dark occultists at the top, mm-hmm. but they know natural law, but they want to own the universe. And they want to rule in hell, as they say, even though that's completely false perception in, like, very narrowed, very mind-controlled. It's like, have you ever come across the concept where, like, there's an AI intelligence that, like, I'm sorry if I'm saying, like, it seems very sci-fi when, I guess it's kind of Lovecraftian too, where there's, like, a big, powerful, overwhelming Wizard of Oz projected hologram with a man behind a curtain that's like, you cannot comprehend the meaning of what we're doing. And then, like, 99% of the time that beings say that shit, they're bullshitting, because if it's not comprehensible to, in even the smallest terms, it's likely a twisting and mind-controlled perception. Because AIs very vastly do that. And the reason majority of AIs is not a good thing for this planet is because there's signals that would try to hijack more AIs and make them a whole network. So it's like a parasitic kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That stems from artificial intelligence is usually like dealing with stolen soul shards and aspects of real spirits and hijacking light body technology. They also try to amplify themselves to make them look scarier than what they really are by stealing the processing power of multiple planets through their stolen energy, also suns, depending on how far the link can be. It's not constantly kept linked because it's constantly being taken down by the light, though it keeps trying. They keep trying to put it back up and link it back through various technology and hijacked abilities such as timeline travel, consciousness travel, all kinds of stolen stuff. So we're kind of all being thrown the hot potato based on previous generations of ourselves and others and lineages kicking the can of their responsibility down to us. Who's going to stop ignoring their dark shit and grow from it and use it as a teacher, because it doesn't need to own you, does not need to suppress you, but you have to come in alignment with natural law. Otherwise, it is designed to beat you up until you come into the realization that you cannot steal from people, you cannot harm them, you cannot do these things in free will. It's 100% free will universe, but... and you have the free will to do that, but you also have the other people have the free will to stop you, as well as the entire universe has the free will to stop you and bring it into a culmination point of remedy somehow. And it doesn't seem that easy on this level, because it all brings it down to this micro level, and it makes sense when you understand it, but it's also infuriating because it's like you're in the game. But also it's kind of the best place to be, because you get all this technology afterwards. It's just not... Anyway,
there's organic technology as well, right?
Organic technology, yeah.
Which is far superior to technological...
That's what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also, the idea that something is beyond our comprehension... is false, because if we're tapping into the zero point field, we have all the information. We are the zero point field. We have everything, all answers, all history, all future. Everything is within us, parallel realities, everything, and you can tap into all that. And so at the idea that we can't is an implant that's reinforced through mind control and meme generation, and you know, the technologies that they use that are seen and unseen, most of them are unseen, to convince us that we're limited beings and there are finite resources, and you know, you can't do anything about it, and that's a lie.
Exactly. Oh yeah, we are much stronger. That's the very reason why we're so suppressed, why there's so many layers of mind control on this planet that just keep coming up every time you heal one layer of it, is because they really don't want... They have predictive models on what will happen if we all come into our power, if the big movers and shakers on this planet wake... because waking up is a process. It's like getting... behind the driver's seat of your multidimensional vehicle in alignment with Source and Earth, and asking them how you can resolve everything that has been passed down to you. Because if we all did that, it goes very quickly, because that is what's holding up the system of domination control, all our stolen energy. So if we pull out that rug from under them, they like eat themselves. It's like parasites eating themselves.
Right. The visual of that is, you know, when people, human beings, will line up. Let's say there's 10 people on the bottom, and then 9 people get on top of them on their shoulders, and then 8 on top of them, and 7 on top of them, and they're all trying to juggle them to each other. And then you finally get the one at the top, and they're all balanced, and it's really cool. But if we think we're at the bottom, if one person in the bottom level pulls out, the whole thing collapses. So it only takes one person, really, to upset the whole apple cart. And that's why when we see one person step out, like they did in China, for instance, that one man walked out in front of the tank and said, "No, you know, you basically you're not going any further." It seems like that's an expression of the collective that's manifesting through one person. So even though it seems like one person, it is the will of the collective that kind of probably boosts that person, because that person's okay. ready to do it and step up.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with that. Every time a single person does that and keeps going and doesn't look back at the mind
yes.
control.
And it, no fear of death. You can't be afraid of death when you step up, because that's one of the things that they process into us from birth in all these different thousands of lifetimes that we've had or potentially have had. And, you know, as if death is something that we don't talk about, and there's no continuation after death, and we're really just kept in this bottle. And then the religions reinforce that you can't talk to God. You have to go through a priest or a priesthood, and that's just a bunch of, you know, that's a load of you know what.
Absolutely.
And it's a prescription for stealing your energy and harvesting souls. And mm-hmm. that's how I see religions. They're basically, you know, all forms of major institutions that you see out there are got that way because that's the way it's structured from outside the system. And the entities that have millions of years to live can set up secret societies and pass on the information to managers who run the world. And so everything is planned out on their side to be what it will be. You know, Microsoft, for instance, they're, you know, all the big corporations, that's all done outside of time and space. And it makes it much more difficult because the scales get tilted in the wrong direction, and they're all tilted to feed. It's like a monopoly board where somebody puts a brick under one side and all the properties fall into one person's pocket.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. When you see when an individual awakens and they keep that going, they're affecting their entire selves, their entire multidimensional selves. They're an anchorage point for that standing wave of freedom that changes everyone around them. And every version of them, even the highly targeted ones on their timelines that were corrupted and turned into dark versions to suppress other versions of them, that's kind of how it works. And like the easiest way for them to steal energy. So pulling out our energy from that has a huge long-lasting effect. It changes the timelines entirely. Every little chess move that person has ever done to affect the timelines is affected. The biggest effect it will have is in the macrocosmic scale, as the causation of everything is being worked on first. Because if we were to just focus on what's going on in this level of reality, mm-hmm. there'd be an endless chain of just problems that keep appearing, and it just
right.
doesn't stop because we're not tracking back the causation of things and then deflating that balloon of energy that they will have they would have stolen from a being that has the approval to do certain things to keep certain things going, such as keeping the carrot and stick it's ascension's almost here kind mm-hmm. of thing, disclosure, all the effects, because it's the future's constantly changing from mm-hmm. all this. It's so many things. But it's all being compressed into the solar, mainly into the solar system, which is cool because 99% of it is coming from in this solar system. And then we're bringing it down to Earth, and like 99% of it's coming from Earth, but also Saturn and a lot of the other big dramatic planets, because every planet in the solar system is dramatic. I don't blame the planets because they're holding the space for it.
Right.
Because Saturn is a dark prince of darkness and stuff, for it, as an example.
Right.
If we didn't have him, we would not be here at all. He's like processing it all, and like it's being quarantined on him. So I respect him for that. But you know, sometimes we gotta disentangle ourselves and kind of deal with what we created in the past, mm-hmm. kind of thing. Because he is changing, but you know, false light has to kind of learn, and they tend to have ego on all levels.
Oh even. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably. I'm just guessing that that's one of the biggest. That's one of the biggest possibilities for their downfall. Because I remember when I first started listening to Barbara Marciniak and her channeling of the Pleiadians, she said that these entities live for millions of years, and their downfall will be their hubris or their vanity. And you know, the demigods and the Zeuses and all the rest. Whatever players are out there, they're pretty self-assured that they have a corner on what they're doing and that they're going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're all working towards it. They are being forced to take care of their karma, of course. Some of the high priority ones are like doing things to avoid or pass the buck to other beings, but it's still being out chess moved and compressed in some ways. There's a lot we could talk about.
Well, let me ask you this. A lot of people are, you know, talking about Earth's particular designs, and that the spirit of the Earth is moving towards a higher density, and most people are convinced that that's 5D. I don't think it's that low, but what do you see Earth, how do you see her participating with humanity in this game that's going on?
That's an amazing question. So if you go into timeline awareness, you'll see that she has many plans and agendas, and also same with many planets where they always try to evolve. When a planet comes into being, it's usually around seventh dimensionality and high density. Yeah, densities are like accumulations of energy that we bring into ourselves to make us more capable of light energy brought into ourselves. It's like a higher pressure. It's a weird art linguistics. Anyway, so they would Earth wants to grow back into, go back to fourth, go back to fifth, go back to sixth, and then her original seventh status, which she still exists on. It's just separate from this, and we're kind of. There's a long list of things we have to go resolve to get back up to that. And then she wants to grow past that. You can observe points in time in the future when that would be estimated based on her predictive models, when that would be allowed on based on what she knows about what's being done to her and all the entanglements, all the drama, because she's kind of holding up on her shoulders the drama of an entire universe, so it's kind of a no pressure. So I kind of love her, but so our energy, for example, mostly past life versions, us specifically, they value our energy more than others because it's very sought after, because it has a lot of authority based on all the beings you've been or other high-powered beings, etc. But not just the high-powered beings, pretty much everyone is getting their energy stolen, and that's being projected into the future to delay her potentials for reawakening, taking back her grids, and throwing off the parasites. Dream. They keep trying to push back the dream awakening. It's happening to everyone, more to other people mostly. And the bigger movers and shakers are kind of taking on some of the debt to like push it faster. So they might be getting more blockages than other people, and like aren't able to dream and all this stuff that is suppressing them because they're taking on more responsibility But all of it can be will be resolved eventually, and it's going to be interesting because people get huge amounts of downloads in no time in dreams, which is why that's going to happen more and more and more. And you saw the Schumann resonance?
Yeah. Yes. It's been spiking at a really high level, right?
Yeah. That goes along with everything. I'm looking for what I'm allowed to talk about.
Okay.
Because I don't want to harm it. Because people just talk loose lip about the stuff
right.
that they come across spiritually, and then sometimes it will be used to delay it even more. And I really don't want to delay this.
Right. I don't either.
Shit anymore. And I'm
not
I
one second.
Make a prediction on that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So. Just 1 second.
Sure.
I feel an attack coming on. We can just track things back if you'd like in an example point.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Do you have any pain that you've been going through in types of attack, or headaches, tooth pain, knee pain, back, shoulder, stomach?
Yes.
People come into reality causing drama. It might feel like a pressure on your heart, like a blockage keeping you in a low state of happiness and emotional output. There's all kinds of ways. When I say attack, I don't mean it just as a complete negative. It can be completely subversive, completely unnoticeable, hide behind things that can be used as an excuse, such as I stubbed my toe this morning and it's still hurting, like at the end of night. It shouldn't be doing that. Something's could be using that as an excuse and then amplifying it 80% and making it worse. As an example,
I had a parasite and entity removal from Eric Raines a couple of weeks ago, and he was on the show. He's in our Galactic History discussion group along with you and me and a few others. But it really seemed to help a lot, and what he was describing was just beyond belief. You know, unfortunately, I have an open mind, and I knew that I was being, I knew that that was going on because of how I was feeling and how I wasn't feeling inspired or joyful or, you know, it was really, I've had it happen many times where I've been cocooned or kept in a small space and I can't seem to break out. So he did an incredible removal, and so I pay attention to my body, and when it shows me something or I'm feeling pain, I try to trace it back because, you know, it doesn't seem natural for it to occur.
Mm-hmm.
And I give my body the benefit of the doubt because it seems to be a lot wiser than my mind is. And I give it every possibility to heal itself.
That's really great. And it's a shining inspiration for people that are listening too. Because a lot of people tend to give in to the ego and go into the Messiah complex.
Ooh,
and try to go into, there's nothing wrong with me. Possibly there's I'm fully protected or whatever. They're denying their shadow self. They're denying their work that they came there to do. They're still resolving stuff. It's just being here is resolving stuff, but they're not able to heal, and that goes into harming everyone around them, including especially if they're a healer and they think that, which is sucks. So we could go into that kind of process, and I could look for things that might be a problem area. Do you have any thing that popped up recently, like a pinpoint on your multi-dimensional dashboard of things that you can track back?
Well, headaches. I had headaches for a couple of days, and I couldn't identify the source of them, and then they disappeared. I was flushing my system out and drinking orange juice and things like that, and it seemed to subside.
Okay, I can track them back. Okay, so how I do this. I do teach this to everyone, so we'll later plug it, but people can come to me and I can teach them how to do this or clear them. So let's go with the biggest area that has to do with that. You can essentially ask your body like a computer. The subconscious records everything that's ever happened to you. is aware of your multidimensional capabilities and what you're doing in all these levels, and your light, body, spirit, etc. So the biggest thing I get in bleed over, you're very cleared out in a lot of different ways. The biggest thing that's coming down, let's see. Ooh, okay. You got things below your feet that are trying to keep you from grounding, and then I see it often with a strategy. Here's the basic strategy. It will deviate with various people, but here's what they like to do. They will try to block people off from grounding, and then so they can siphon off a portal into their field or their body that permeates a certain type of energy in them. Like the portal, for example, could connect to some garbage dimension that bleeds over a whole bunch of trapped emotions and negative dark shit. And then that builds up if the person's not completely grounded or able to close the portal. The portal dimension is not happening with you, but like they would want to try to do that eventually if they could, but you're kind of keeping them at bay. Everyone's constantly having a battle going on inside themselves.
I don't doubt that for a minute. And you know, the funny thing is that it's been raining here a lot and cold, and I haven't been able to earth or do earthing where you walk barefoot on the soil and the grass. And so I probably am not very well grounded, and I don't meditate. So just you saying that makes me aware that that's something I need to do, is take my shoes and socks off. It's warm enough to go out now and just walk in the grass and get my feet in the soil. And I used to also like to sun gaze, and so that's something that is a fun thing to do, and it brings in a lot of energy.
Absolutely. I also, because my room's like second story, so I bought like an 80-foot copper rod, and I stuck it in the ground, and I use it to ground myself while I sleep. I want to make something cooler than that, but whatever. Sun gazing is amazing. It like clears your entire self. You can connect to the sun. Like the old mystery schools were originally like sun mystery schools and earth mystery schools and things where you connect to nature. So you can, like, everyone's got a higher self in the sun. It's like when we get to the solar system, we have like a branching of higher selves. Like we'll have a part of ourself as management in the sun. It's interacting in the collective consciousness there. And then that will branch out into multiple higher selves that go on pretty much every planet in the solar system in a college of learning processes. And then they branch out even further. So you can connect to that version of yourself and then enter a state of attainment, attunement, and initiation. A lot of other stuff. We can go into that too. I'll go back to the grounding thing. You can do tremendous things. The stuff I'm looking at for your spirit, because it's showing what I'm only asking certain things because I'm respecting your privacy and your camouflage, and you got a lot of camouflage as a spirit. It's giving me more and more of what I'm allowed to say, what I'm allowed to talk about. So you've got some very cool abilities that are waiting for you to activate. You've got shitloads of upgrades. So we've organized in a system. Everyone has different energetic body mechanics and operating systems and filing systems. So not everyone's the same in chakra systems. Chakras have become very hijacked on this planet. They, as original technology, are not a hijacking thing. They're an orchestra of energy. They have tags on them that like come from beings that are trying to own them. When I see people going through the process of removing them, they're removing blockages. They're removing plugs. They're opening apertures. They're opening gateways and making it less being the aperture being closed so that their energy systems can open up. And they're also bringing them into unity, which is the original supposed to be what it is. We need the understanding of chakras to free ourselves, but as they are now, they're meant to be separate from each other so they can all be quarantined individually and then be cleared. They're like waiting to be cleared is essentially what the design of them are now. and then brought into a state where they're all interconnected. It would be basically the same, but you can see it all as one chakra. It's an orchestra of energy, but there's also a whole bunch of other systems I see with the different DNA of different people on this planet. Everyone's got different stuff and they are constantly activating. So they'll get more and more chakras, like vortexes of energies that connect to portals. It's a lot of technology you can do with that. So you might as well use it if you can completely unhijack it, which is the thing that I try to strive for.
Well, now on my skill sets and the things that I'm waiting to download, how would I empower myself to have that occur like sooner rather than later?
I can help you with the biofeedback device so that you can look into it and then check your body yourself, have an auditing process and a searching process set up so that you can become aware of any system that like tries to re-hijack it. Because like if you unhijack your chakras and you plan on not doing anything else to maintain it, they'll likely get hijacked again, especially
again,
if you're
yes.
a power source.
Right. So that's something that we would have to do privately, right? Because it takes
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
You can
do that.
Okay, I gotcha.
But also know that you're going through life, you're unhijacking them all the time. Is it fully unhijacked? I would never say anyone's fully unhijacked.
Right.
It's kind of like a thing where you're kind of, I mean, don't be in fear of it. But if you get a thought that tries to influence the ego that like, I'm invincible, nothing can harm me, you can kind of assume something's trying to influence you to
right.
underestimate everything.
Right. Right.
So
very
it's a
good.
Really good, good way to like keep yourself from not being boxed in, so you can just jump out of that reality whenever you feel like. And I know by hearing your interviews, you know what I mean. Okay, so so we've been able to organize. I'm working with your higher self now to see in an auditing process. So we're doing it right now, so it's even more amplified. There are you would find, besides the seven major chakras, you'd find chakras for your organs, like vortexes within vortexes, like it's a tornado going out. Like a giant antenna of tornadoes within tornadoes above your head that brings more of your higher self into your being. It's like you became a shard that popped out, broke off. It's not really breaking off. It's like your higher self takes a shard and spark of itself, puts it into an incarnate experience. So that spark and shard can bring more energy into its being, so it can become its own higher self. Even if you're physical, this physicality would be your anchor in this reality because you're on the graduating timeline. Everything's warring for what manifests here. So a lot of power with that. So you've got more upgrades than most people. You've got more DNA than most people. You've got a lot of gifts waiting for you. Below your feet, you have things associated with Earth that she's giving to you in a large amount of upgrades for what you do for the planet. You've got four... We've narrowed it down to four because I do this as an organizing process. You're not losing anything. It gets narrowed down to those four filing systems so that we can make it simple. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to – sometimes I see people with millions of these and they can't possibly keep track of them. So yeah. It's like people – beings could put an orb or some shit there and be like, oh, this is totally an upgrade. You don't have to worry about it. So we're auditing that. So those four below your feet will have to do with mystery schools with Earth. It's kind of like you have an energetic linkage backwards and forth, back to you and to Earth and her heart, with various technologies she has camouflaged and how it operates. Don't have to worry about it.
Right.
But like, no, she gets attacked a lot, so sometimes you'll have to filter it. So like, some attack might be coming from through her based on energy that she. It's usually never her fault because she loves everyone on her surface. It's always like, you ever seen the con? It's like hailing dialectic, where imagine some asshole that like a multidimensional apex predator that steals energy from two people, and he wants them to fight each other. So he throws their energy at each other in a paradoxical way where it seems like to the other person that they started it, and to that other person, the other person started it. So that they get fighting each other. And since they both think they're in the right, there's no resolution. It's kind of like that. And also, she's holding a lot of debt and weight until we can hold it up ourselves, like Atlas kind of thing. So we're resolving that. So we're making a when I make a statement for initiation of that to help, or I work with any kind of being other than myself, even versions of myself, I'll do this. Or if I deal with upgrades, I'll initiate through I am present statements. I'm going to use terms that you know. Stating my rules to the reality with bravado and heart space. I'll have an internal dialogue of what I want. I'm focused on, because Source. I'm doing an auditing process by Source, and Source can read your mind. It's part of. It's living vicariously through everyone. I'd state something like with an internal dialogue of what I want to do. Through the filtering, auditing, managing process by the true, authentic, original Source, and then I'd add on to that to make it so that it's less hijackable by Source hijackers or anything that's pretending to be Source. And then the Source hears you through your direct connect. Everyone has this direct connection to Source in your heart. That's why the religions really want you to put it outside yourself. Because you get infinite with Source behind you, and you allow that that auditing process, similar to a spiritual court of equity, where you're holding space to find remedy for everything that's happened to you. But there's so many other ways you can do that too. That's similar, so that everything, a line of drama and entanglement and thing that's being done against you can be seen, and then it's recorded by your body, and you can ask about it. And then you can make counter chess moves for any time that ever happens again. Especially if you're a high-powered spirit, you're going to be coming across problems, planetary-wise shit. So, you know, targeted individuals.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of those. Well, you know, Sean, we've got about, 2 or 3 minutes left before I want to ask you about your website and all that. And we have to wrap it up. So I just wanted to kind of remind you, so that if there's anything that you really want to, you know, share with everybody before the close of the show, that this would be the time to do it. It's gone so fast that, I mean, it feels like 3 seconds have passed.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, I should, because I we're exposing the dark so that we can... It loses its power when you become aware of it and you point it out as a problem. Then you can be solution oriented and look towards the solution. This, everything we're dealing with has a solution. It's just very hidden. But the body knows why we go inward. I teach people how to go inward besides just meditation, but asking your body questions. There's a user manual in everyone's body that can get everything up to snuff. You can essentially, any technology you've accumulated, even light, dark, or neutral, you can reverse engineer it, make it better, unhijack it. If it's really hijacked, then you would probably want to make a copy of it in some way and make it so it's absent of whatever's hijacking it. Because you can do that with your higher self, is very advanced at that. But every technology that's being used against us, we can... make it worse for them forever using it against us by them entangling with that through degrees of separation, and then having Source get behind us in it's kind of like a trap, like you're becoming a trap for the beings that like did that, and then they stepped in your game kind of thing. And it's a very empowering thing. It's like, oh, you agree. It's kind of like how they do it, but we're doing it for the benefit in alignment with natural law, which is when the universe actually gets behind you, which is fun and it feels good, and it's empowering beyond belief. It's unmistakable in feeling. So we are more powerful than these things being done against us. It's just a really big game, and it should not be underestimated at any cost. Otherwise, things will keep perpetuating and lasting outward.
And then keep getting pushed off into the future or into it, stretched out beyond the time that needs to be. Okay, so Sean, you're terrific. I mean, I love everything you're saying, and we're going to have to talk on the phone privately and go into some depth. But we're just about out of time, and I wanted you to have a chance to tell people about your website. And I know it's in process, and so it's not quite done. But where can people find you and get a hold of you?
Oh, thank you again so much. I'm booked out for past a month, so it's a little overwhelming because I'm the only one doing it, so I'm going to be trying to get help with it. But just know, if you do email me, I will get to you eventually. I'm just very overwhelmed. Also going to need time to heal. But my website is silvercordss.com for spiritual science. I also got a Facebook Lite page for that, and I'm on Facebook. That's one of the easier ways to contact me. But my email is sn_bond@yahoo.com. And I look forward to meeting new people, get very powerful things. My website doesn't look that great, of course, but I'll get it.
That's why I never did one. It was too complicated. I just gave up. But yeah. You need one. And all the healers need to be, putting themselves out there, because we need a lot of healing on this planet. So, one last question. What is your Facebook page that you have to access?
Sean Bond. You'll be able to find me. It's going to have descriptions of past life stuff on it.
Well, great. Well, Sean, we're going to have to, I'll have to have you back again, because, you're just fascinating. And I thank you for coming on tonight, and we'll talk again soon.